Good morning, everyone. Those who are watching on the internet, good morning, hello, and good evening. We give one-tenth of our income for the works outside of the church. We'll give, offer one-tenth of the income for this month. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for blessing the finance of the Tokyo Antioch Church. We are going to give you 62,000 yen for the works outside of the church. And please bless us both spiritually and financially. We have never run short of the money. We praise your name. In the name of Jesus, amen. Amen. Good morning, everyone, again. We have a 1 minute short movie, so let's take a look at it. The preparation will take 10 minutes. Sally, in the Czech Republic, went to Ukraine.
Then,
スロバキアの方でね、ウクライナとスロバキアで、Ukraine,
こちらの方のチームを送ってほしいという要
請があったので、見心の時にウクライナとスロバキアの方に行きたいと、こういうふうに思います。ちょっと感謝したいと、こういうふうに思います。
Let's praise God for this.
ポーランドの方でも一つ、ちょっと道が開かれてきたんですね。
Poland, connection was opened.
どういう道が開かれてきたのかと言いますと、
connection is,
ポーランドの方が翻訳してくださるっていう。
And a man in Poland said he's going to translate our book of prophecy.Into the Polish language.
いろいろこう働きとね技が進んできているということで覚えておいてください。それとともにですね。明日から。
From tomorrow.
3月27日から。
Until
4月1日までですね。感謝と賛美とリバイバルキャンプで。
April 1st.
ロスに。
The team will be sent.
チームが行ってきます。
The team of Thanksgiving praise and revival camp.
シノジカ全体のキャンプであって、
ね、
皆さんにも共に行くものとしてね、恵みを共に受けていきたい。こういうふうに
言
います
、ね。そ
してこの感謝と賛美とリバイバルキャンプっていうのは、
camp,
私たちの、歩み、働きの全体的な意味合いを持ちます。最初はどういうような形で始まったのかというと、予言がこう与えられまして、その予言の内容は、マーリン・キャロダレ氏、感謝と賛美で有名なね、マーリン氏のあなた方の教会に来ると、こういう予告だったんですね。
He's going to come
そんなことありうるのかと思いましたが、まさにマーリン様がやってこられたんですね。
He came to us.
そして、毎年来られるようになって、さらにマリン様で演学をやったり、また私たちが、働きの協力をなしたりして、非常に深い関わりになってきたんですね。で、その中でマリンさんが、ね、ある時、興味深いことを言われたんですね。なんか、日本のいろんなところから、主の自家と付き合うなっていう、そういう手紙を出してくださった親切な方々があって。
letters were, sent to Malin Carothers, saying that do not,
have a fellowship with those
cross-Christian center. And so the Marilyn Carothers prayed to God, and God told him to, that TLCCC is a good group. And we have a very close relationship with him. And when Marilyn Carothers becomes old and could not come to Japan, then you go to the United States and receive the seminar, his seminar. And this teaching of Thanksgiving sheds light on the negative things. And God is going to reveal the special things in those negative things. And God's plan, wonderful God's plan, which is hidden behind the problems, will appear. By teaching, and the Marilyn Carothers was brought, and he taught us that teaching many, many times, so that we will be immersed in the teaching of Thanksgiving. And we should experience those teaching. And also God is going to make us a witness to experience the blessing of the teaching of Thanksgiving. And it is also the foundation of the works of the revival. So when he came to Kyoto, I said to him, and I thank you, Marilyn Carothers, because the revival is going to happen in Japan, and the foundation is your teaching of Thanksgiving. And it's a street. And the team will stay at the hotel close to the Azusa Street. And the Azusa Street is a place where the end time revival has begun at the turn of the century. And the Bonnie Brayer House, we can pray in the Bonnie Brayer House. And as we were praying in the morning, early morning service, God said, told us that we are going to have a miracle tomorrow. And the day after, we met Brother Steve and his camera crew. And he was making a video of the history of Azusa Street Revival. And we appeared in the, appeared in the video of the Azusa Street Revival. And there is a central calling when the time comes, and it's Ilya Korama. He's the best prophet in the world. His mother was healed of breast cancer in 1945. Prophecy was given concerning Japan. that Japan will lose the war and Japan is going to be the best country in the finance, in the economy. And he also said that the revival is going to happen and it begins in Japan. And the works of the revival is a great point. So please remember this. And the connection with Brother Steve was opened. And also the connection with him concerning the praise and worship has been opened. So the team will be sent from tomorrow. The gospel showcase will gospel showcase will be broadcast on internet.
なぜ全てのことについて感謝をするのかというと、第1テサロニケ5章18節、全てのことについて感謝しなさい、これがキリストイエスにあって神があなた方に望んでおられることですとあり、私たちが全てのことについて感謝することを神様が望んでおられるからです。またローマ人への手紙8章28節には、神が全てのことを働かせて益としてくださるとあります。私たちの目には悪いと思われることが許されるのも、その後ろに神様の最善の計画が用意されているからなんです。時には私たちの想像していた問題の解決や結果と違うと思うこともあるかもしれませんが、神様の最善で最高の解決が表されます。さて、神を愛する人々とありますから、イエス・キリストを救い主と信じている人々です。それだけで感謝すれば益になるのと思いますが、聖書では神様を愛するとは神に聞き従うことを言っています。夫婦で考えると分かりやすいと思います。エペソ書5章には、夫は妻を愛しなさいとあり、妻は夫に従いなさいとあります。中には、私の家は逆転し、妻が全ての権力を握っているという家もあるかもしれませんけど、夫が妻を愛するように神様は私たちを愛してくださっています。私たちは妻が夫に従うように神様に従っていく必要があります。愛してくださる神様に従っていくとき、すべてを感謝していく中で、最悪と思われたこともすべて益となることを見ていくのです。ではまた。
どうもありがとうございました
。 Thank you very much. This teaching of thanksgiving was an old teaching, but it was openedAnd God sent Merlin Carruthers, and through him this teaching was opened. I heard a robbery broke in a certain house, and he stole the rice.And a family member came back, and they began to give thanks. We thank you that rice was stolen, but our life was saved. Thank you, the Lord, for this. And this was, but there is a big problem here, and that problem is they are not giving thanks for the fact that rice was stolen. and negative things and minus things, we give light to the negative things. And we are going to open the door that that those negative things are going to be fulfilled. And it's an innovative teaching. And everything I will work to, God is going to work to good, everything that has happened in our lives. We are going to receive much blessings, more blessings through this teaching. Now we go into the Bible. Isaiah 55, verse 11. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. Here it says what God spoke to us. This will not come back void. It means it will be fulfilled. It means the words will be fulfilled. Then, what is the word from God? There are two types of God's words. One thing is the Bible, inerrant words of the Bible, and the applicable words, that is, which is applicable to us. Another thing is the words that God speaks to us personally, through prophecy, through providence, through the words of God, and those kind of things which God tells to us, speaks to us specifically. And those two types of words of God will be fulfilled. And those words spoken by God to us is a special words. And when we look at the Bible, we find that one word is focused, and that word is do not be afraid, do not fear. Specifically speaking, what does it mean? Of course, it means do not be afraid, do not get anxious, do not worry about anything. Do not be despaired concerning the future, and do not care. Therefore, it means do not be dismayed, do not get fearful, anxious, and those kind of things. Last week, for 1 week, how much did you worry about anything? Who could not sleep at night? Now, when I was a non-Christian, I worried about many things. When I was in the elementary school and the junior high school students, I went to bed very early at about 9 o'clock. And in the bed, I was worrying about many things. I should have done this and I shouldn't have done this and the like. And when I got tired by worrying, I slept. But when after I became a Christian, it changed. Pastor Nagato, it's amazing. He sleeps very he said he's worrying about, he's suffering from insomnia, but he is not suffering from insomnia. Because when I went to Tibet team, we were together and he slept very early, within a minute. Then why the Bible says, tells us not to be afraid, do not fear, do not worry about anything. Why is this commandment? Because God loves us. God cares for us. Nobody loves us. God loves nobody else better than us. The members of the Tokyo Antique Church is the ones who are loved by God dearly. So we will be happy and we will be blessed. God wants us to be blessed. As I said earlier, somebody, you have someone who you love dearly. What do you want about him or her? We want them to be happy. We want him to receive the best blessings and happiness. In what form is God trying to give us blessings? By the words of promise. It's written in the Bible. Those who rely on the, depend on the words of God will not be disappointed. With So there used to be a certain army group, our army group, and there were two commanders. One did the correct judgment. The other had a bad judgment. And the latter group, all of them died. And the other group survived. And uh, It's important to stand firmly on the words of God. We look at the Christians around us and find that he became such and such problems. And this person became sick. And this person became unhappiness befell on him and the like. And we become worried. Those who are walking along the carrying way, he's just as bad as the non-Christians, and he has chosen, and he didn't choose the blessings. There's a words of God's word concerning your problems. When you have hardships, consider it a joy. So it is a choice. Our sins are forgiven and the eternal life is given. But the victory over the problems we have, we cannot choose it. When I became sick, one thing was that the doctor told us that I'm not going to live long. But I received words from God, and that words were, you are going to be healed. In the end times, you are going to be very, very busy. So believing that word, I believed it. I was living in the anxiety and care, but I was released from those. So when I was sick, I enjoyed my life very much. The problem is that you are afraid, you are worrying about, you are despaired, and that is the worst problem. But since I had the promise that he's going to heal me, and afterward, in the I thought that the level of happiness is the same as when I was sick in bed and was hospitalized. And I met someone in the corridor, and she told me that I want that thing which is in you. My son Benjamin was suffering from the severe brain damage. But when that happened, I thought that wonderful thing is going to happen to him, and I wondered what is going to happen, and either he will be healed or God's glory will be shown, appear, even if he had a disease. So I stopped worrying about him. I've never had a sleepless night. Of course, I had certain wavering of my faith. Of course, there was a trial of my faith, but I was standing firmly on my word, on the God's word. So, when we have despair, worrying, anxiety, and fear, it's natural. But it's not the correct situation according to God. We have a promise from God, so we stand firmly on it. But the doubt comes, someone says. But do not worry about the doubt. Those who have faith will experience the doubt. But in spite of the doubt, you stand firmly on the words of God. There are two kinds of Christians. When you have a rendezvous, when you are dating with your boyfriend and girlfriend, what is going to happen when you date? You have anxiety, fear, worry, and despair. Those people will experience the symptoms of despair, fear, and and the gifts sang in the party yesterday. And somebody said that you have an aura around you. So which should I date with? There's a promise of God. And I tell many times, but you have an anxiety, so you waver, but continue to stand on the words of God and continue to hold. Do not hold firmly the fear, anxiety, despair, and worry. We were casting out demons, and that demon did not to come out. And the Holy Spirit showed me that person had a contract with the evil spirit that he's going to be with the evil spirit. And he repented it, and she so do not make a contract with doubt and fear and worry and despair. And what God is trying to do is God doesn't want you to be with anxiety, fear, doubt, and despair. But you should hold the hand of God. And you do that by standing firmly on the words of God. And when the problems and the anxiety and the fear comes, when I gave the first sermon, for 2 days I was not able to sleep. Why couldn't I sleep? Because I worried about what is going to happen if I failed. So I couldn't sleep for two nights. Anxiety and fear and care. I was not able to sleep. Now I'm okay, and now I don't have that problem. I'm holding the words of God, because God is going to stand me in front of many people. So He's going to use me, and He's going to give me the words. So those who are worrying about and fearing Christian can't experience the victory of the Lord if he is holding a hand of the fear and fear and doubt and worry and despair. I chose the words of God because God told me. So I get hold of the words of God. And when the time came, I received the fulfillment. God's glory is going to be revealed. So when you have a promise, somebody receives blessings, others don't.
That's
the teaching of thanksgiving. Everybody knows it. But there are people who have experienced the fruit of the teaching and those who are not experiencing the fruits of the teaching. He is listening, but he does not do it. And the blessings and works of God stops there. You don't experience God's blessings and victory if you are not exercising your faith. There are many materials for worry, but in all of that, God is going to show His blessings. God is going to work everything to work for our good. And many of you have experienced. I have experienced. I'm 35 years old. And I became about 40 years since I knew the teaching of the Thanksgiving. The faith is the faith at first, but when I experience, it becomes the experience. And then I'm going to see what God has done. More wonderful things is going to happen, and you're going to receive. Christians can hold the hand of God as well as hold the hand of problems and hardships. I'm going to pray. Dear Heavenly Father, please touch each one of us. Somebody started something and didn't go well, and he is worrying about it. And the God tells you to pray and receive words from God. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for somebody received the words from God, but he's shutting his ears. God tells you to open your ear and listen to my voice. Somebody given up his life. God tells you not to give it up. There is a wonderful plan of God. If you obey God, that plan is going to be revealed. I'm going to pray for the sick. Let's have some time of repentance. Please pray for your own healing. Dear Heavenly Father, please touch each one of us. In the name of, I break the power of disease. In the name of Jesus, I command each one of body to be healed. And be healed, 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 be healed. In the name of Jesus, I proclaim health in each one's body. Somebody's eyes has been healed. Somebody's lower back has been healed. Right ankle has been healed. in the name of Jesus, I proclaim health in the name of on each one's body.
聖霊の親しき交わりが私たち一同ともに常しえにありますように。